Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God. What's up? Steve Jessup. You're listening to my podcast, Jessup Show. Come on. Oh, God. We're live. Jessup Show, 7 p.m.
Central Time.
Back at it again. Thanks for joining us. Hell yeah. Gonna be a good one. Gonna get producer Mike, the regulars, the whole gang, man. This is what we do. If you're new, okay, because numbers are blowing up here on the podcast. Dick, what's up? If you don't know, we got a couple of fucking nerds that like to hang out behind the scenes. We call them the sober dicks. They don't do fuck all when the show's on. A lot of what they do is before and after. And then you got you, which is really why we're here on a Friday night live. We have new and improved equipment thanks to producer Mike. Yeah. Going big in 2025 on a 124-25. Okay. Gonna do it up big.
I got high.
Spark you up one. That's what we're doing. We're hanging out with you live on a Friday, drinking and smoking together. Got a fucking tall boy. Straight up. Success.
Success.
Success. Get you one. Join us. If you want to be on the show, you click the link in the description of this very said live video, okay? Yeah, we're gonna do it. It's 2025. We're gonna do it. Trump let me out. I was incarcerated. I was on the inside. And, yeah. Trump said, let Steve free! Oh, yeah. I'm out.
That's an attention getter.
Thank you. Gonna do what we do best and get you on the program. We do that via Zoom. Do you know how to work Zoom? I don't. I don't know. Dicks? What? Most people? I don't know. Most people do. I don't. I'm glad you do. It's in your phone, I hear. All you gotta do is click the link in the description and it zooms you in. And then that connects you with the one and only producer, Mike. Let's see if we can find. Where is he? Boom! Producer Mike. Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody.
It's a big Friday now. What, Producer Mike, I'm trying to just kind of... There's a lot of new people. I'm trying to just tell them, what do? You talk to the... You get the Zoomers all organized and lined up.
Yep, I make sure none of the Zoomers have any ill intent.
Oh, okay, yeah, because when we first started, people just came on and screamed a lot of crazy terrorist stuff.
Yeah, a lot of N-word. It was very uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yep. There was not a lot of love in the room. The Zoom room used to be very bitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Zooms can get out of control, so we had to hire producer Mike. And by hire, I mean just, can you help?
The initial answer was, I don't think I can, but
yeah. And now producer Mike has been a high dollar investor, not only a producer, but behind the scenes making it happen.
Yeah. And if anyone also has high dollars out there and want to invest in the show, please contact us. We love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're looking for a new sponsor in 2025. Last year we did a lot of amazing things and gave away, what was it, about $60,000 worth of weed products?
It was at least $60,000 worth of weed accessories.
Smoking things.
Yes, but, you know, all things must come to an end, and now we're looking to pick up a another sponsor.
Yeah, we need to do something with booze, because we do like to drink on a Friday.
Yeah, something with booze or...
I mean, that's
that would be great.
Started is let's get together and have a fucking drink together on a Friday afternoon. The week has been a motherfucker sometimes, especially at the beginning of the year. All these cocksucking bosses come back... And they're like, it's 2025. We're going to do it. And I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. I'm going to do the same amount I did last year, cocksucker.
Yeah. Pabst Blue Ribbon would be nice. What are you drinking there? Is that a Coors? Maybe Coors?
Oh, you know what? This would be a great guy to reach out to because he's small. And like us, this is shoestring. We're doing this by ourselves. Me, you, the dicks. We got the sober dicks.
Yep. We do have them. The regulars are helping out, which is awesome.
Regulars. And then, this is a garage beer. This isn't paid for. I just happen to be drinking it. Have you heard of
this? You steal it? Is this the beer that you stole that you ended up having to get a pardon for?
Anyway, it's a garage beer, so thanks.
What does the garage beer mean? Is it called garage beer, or you found it in your garage?
Oh, it's by that guy from the TV that works on cars, Gas Monkey Garage.
Oh, okay.
Richard
All right.
Rawlings, he makes it, and it's good. And I know he likes to drink beer like I like to drink beer, so I'm glad that he made a good beer. Cheers to you, Richard. I like your beer. You know what I really like, though? I'm going to tell you straight up, producer Mike. He makes a damn cerveza-style Mexican lime beer or whatever it is. Holy shit, that's good. God damn.
Something to have while you're on the islands. Yep.
Mmm. And again, I mean, I'll take some, but I paid for this.
Hell yeah. Cool. So anyway, we do have an exciting show today. We're back live 2 weeks in a row.
We are live because it's fucking cold here in Tennessee. That's where I'm out of. Producer Mike's out there in the fucking warm city of Las Vegas. Hey, were you anywhere near the Cybertruck explosion?
No. The Cybertruck explosion occurred. That would have been... at Trump International, which is downtown? Or is it uptown? I don't know. No, so I don't live in the town of Las Vegas. I live in the city of Henderson.
Oh.
So I'm a town over from where all that happened. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't allow that. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you feel it?
I did not feel it. I actually didn't even know what occurred until about 48 hours afterwards because I don't watch TV at all. And I don't really catch up on stuff.
You're an idiot.
I'm retired. I don't need to watch the news anymore. Just
great talk. I thought I froze for a second.
Well, it is like, you're in Tennessee. It's like 18 degrees. You could have easily frozen.
It's cold in the shop. My nipples are out. I'm getting irritated. Do you ever get irritated frozen nipples?
Aren't all nipples that are frozen essentially irritated?
But when they get all perked up from the cold weather, they rub on your... your clothes, and then they get red.
Okay. I'm going to go with no on that one. I'm good to go. Do you have to wear Band-Aids over them or something?
I usually just, I like to just rub a little bit of, aquifer or Vaseline on my nips.
Moist them up. This is nice talk, took a turn, didn't it?
Oh, producer Mike, let's show everybody what we love to do, which is welcome people in to our world to have a drink and a smoke with us here on a Friday night. Anybody can do it. A lot of people have done it so much, they've come some of our favorite regulars, like this one right here. This is Jeremy Bucklin, everybody. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, man, can you cough so hard you have a fucking stroke? Because sometimes when I cough really hard, I can feel it in the back of my head.
I think Crawface calls it going out.
About every morning when I get up, I'm coughing my fucking head off. Yeah, I know the feeling.
Buckland, what's up?
Glad to see you back, Steve.
Yeah, me too. I had to do it myself last week.
Yeah. A lot of people were upset, but you did get a lot of views.
A lot of people were very upset.
Yeah, but you also got the regular amount of views. So I feel like we're good to go. I can just, if I get in trouble like that again and I go to get hooked up, you got it.
Please don't do that again.
Producer Mike Jen felt sorry for you, by the way. I give you hell and everything, but poor old Jen, she felt sorry for you.
Yeah, thanks, Buckland. Trump, pardon me.
That hurt.
Thank you, Senor Trump. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Happy 20th, by the way. I didn't get to tell you because you was in jail and shit, but happy 20th of January.
Yeah, I watched from jail.
Awesome. Awesome. Maybe we'll get some shit done now.
Oh, we already did. I heard that there's only two genders now.
You got that shit right.
Oh, God. I was remembering back when I was younger, that was the way it was. And then something happened and it got, there was some extras. And then now we're back to just regular two.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, also.
Yeah, we're back to normal now.
Also, I heard, as far as getting shit done, that almost immediately we have gone by the wayside with race and gender, and we're just going by merit. Also, that I've heard that also started right away.
We're in trouble then.
Yeah. I heard the basic question now is not about your dick, balls, and vagina. It's just like, can you do the motherfucking job?
Yes.
Novel approach.
Oh.
I heard one thing. All the free shit's gone to hell. Everybody's got to go back to motherfucking work now, by God.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. Everybody's got to...
Lang Chung tonight.
Clock in.
Lock your fucking ass in.
Yeah. Time to show up, motherfuckers. Yeah, like the rest of us.
Get your ass into an office.
Yeah, now, speaking of not showing up, Buckland, would you like to ask the newly retired producer Mike what he's been doing with all his time?
Yeah, what have you been doing with your spare fucking time?
Well, Well, I produced and hosted a podcast last Friday, Jeremy. That took a lot of time to prepare. You guys saw it, right? That took a lot of time for me to prepare. I watched the inauguration from bed. That was cool. Oh, I watched the inauguration from bed on Tuesday on mushrooms. I was high on mushrooms on Tuesday.
Oh,
that was fun.
That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. Because I did talk to you, and then you said, have you ever thought about what it would feel like if our hands touched? And I was like, I got to go.
That's probably a wise choice at that point. I don't recall saying that.
Well, maybe you should not get cross-faded. You can't drink and do mushrooms. You got to, you know.
I wasn't drinking at the same time. I had breakfast. Okay. I got breakfast from Taco Bell. Ow. And then, they got a good crunch wrap, the thing that
I
like.
Did you put the mushrooms on the crunch wrap?
No, I ate breakfast first because I'm not a moron. And, you know, you got those idiots, you know, like they're in their 20s. It's like, oh, I'm not going to eat anything. I want an empty stomach so I can get more fucked up. Yeah, that's a good way to go to the hospital. So you want to get a good meal in you. And then then I took my mushrooms, and it was 6 hours.
How much did you take?
Trip. 3 grams. Grams.
Fuck yeah. Producer Mike!
That's not quite a heroic dose, but it was close.
I mean, you're on your way.
Yeah, pretty much.
When's the last time you did mushrooms, Buckland?
Yeah. I'm 46 now, and I think I was like 18, so that's a long motherfucking time ago.
Does Jen do it?
I think she was about the same deal.
Oh, man, you guys got to get all busted up on mushrooms.
We get too old for that fucking shit.
No, I mean, it's like a producer Mike, what do they call it? Like a fucking hard drive rewrite or something like that?
It resets the mechanism, so to speak, allows you to focus. I don't know.
Don't say Governor Newsom stuff.
Sorry.
God.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hell no.
What the hell?
You're mad.
He said something about it resets my spirit or something. I mean, I don't know. What the hell's wrong with producer Mike?
Welcome back, Steve. Oh.
Douchebag.
Anyway. Buckland, where's Jen?
She hurt her fucking foot today. She's laying down in the fucking bed. She's at work. She hurt her damn foot. I mean, it broke or nothing, but she hurt her foot. And she said, tell y'all fucking happy motherfucking Friday. Mm. And she went to lay down.
Is she going to make you rub that thing?
Probably. I hope she lets me rub my penis on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys do foot fucking.
Mr.
But this is Mike. Do you have those photos?
Give me a second.
Oh, yeah. You did some sort of tape wrap with electrical. That's right. Yeah. Bust a nut on them broken ankles. Yeah. See, that's the thing is women think, you know, it's just the one thing. But there's a lot of places I could put it. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, have you ever stuck it in an armpit? We already talked about this. That's one of my favorite places to put it when it's winter.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, it's cold, man. I'll tuck this dick up in between your arm. Right. Oh, God. Listen, What are you getting into? Is it snowing where you at? Y'all are just south of D.C., aren't you?
Yeah.
Did you think about going up?
We're on North.
For the inauguration or the pardon day when I got out?
Yeah, but we're on North Carolina line. I'd like to went to inauguration, but we're on the North Carolina line, Virginia line. So,
right, but I mean, no, what is it, like 4 hours?
Well, like something like 5 fucking hours, I'd say something from here.
Did anybody else you know got pardoned from J6?
No, none that I know, but I had a couple good friends that actually from down in Raleigh, North Carolina. They actually went up to the inauguration. They said it was fucking awesome. So, anyway, that was cool.
Oh, Jeremy Buckler! Producer Mike, can
yes, sir.
You show some god dang gratitude to the one and only Jeremy Buckley?
Thanks, Jeremy.
I got high.
Hey.
What?
Thank you, Producer Mike.
You're awesome,
thank
Jeremy.
You, Jeremy Buckley on a 124-25. We're
live. Well soon, Jen.
Be on the show. That's how we kick it off with one of our favorite regulars to hang out with. You. You can too.
You
can too. You can too. Oh, look at this. We're going all the way north of the border to our newest 51st state, Canada.
Congratulations, Keith.
Congratulations. Welcome to America, Canada. Going to start having a lot more Canadians on the show now that they are the 51st state.
We might have to start calling Keith American Keith.
Keith.
Love it.
Can't not drink your whiskey that you sent me down here to Tennessee, all the way from Canada, from the Red Cask. Wayne Gretzky special. We're going to do it together here. Canada Keith 5'9". Canada Keith out there in his shop. We're in our shop. His shop has heat, motherfuckers. I don't like
that. Yeah, I got my slippers on.
Cheers. We're drinking together, smoking together. We're live on Friday, hanging out with you. Be a part of it. Jump in the comments if you don't want to be on the show. Let us know you're watching along with us live. Cheers.
Cheers. How's the snow down there? How's everybody enjoying my snow? Sent down there. Is everybody
so good, Keith?
I heard Eddie Weber was enjoying my snow.
He is upset. We're hopefully gonna get word from Eddie Weber. And Producer Mike, before we get to Eddie Weber, do we have any of those photographs ready that he sent?
Because when
Eddie comes in, I want to see some of those photos.
He told me to come back down there and pick my weather up and bring it back home with me.
Oh, he's pissed. Yeah.
He is pissed.
It is weird to see snow on the beach, ain't it?
In those resorts?
Hey, wait.
Funny.
To answer your question, Steve, yes, I'll have the pictures for when Eddie
Producer
comes up.
Producer Mike, if you don't do your job in 2025, I'm going to have a heart attack when I scream at you. I can't yell anymore. My doctor told me he was watching the show and that I'm yelling too much.
Well, see if you can get a pardon from him then.
You know, because I want to tell you to go fuck yourself. Like saying, God, fuck, it hurt.
Yeah. How is the snow in Tennessee? Is there still snow in Tennessee?
What? Yeah, no, it's snowing in my nose right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, oh, my goodness. Really?
Watch out for that fentanyl.
Sober dicks came through.
Woo! So the old lady dropped me off a six-pack of silos today, which is nice.
Oh, you do it. Hello, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. The reason we call them 5'9", 5'9", Keith. Look at that. 5'9ers. Hold it close so we can get a good read on that. Boom. 5'9". Boom.
Love it. What does it say on the bottom?
Yeah, what does it say? Why don't you read it to us?
Ah, it's in French.
Now, was PBR started in Canada?
No, I don't believe so. We just brew it up here. We just stole your recipe and brewed it up here. And we made it 1% better.
Just a mic. Is there any way we could ask the AI nerds about PBR?
I don't know. They didn't really fuck with the taste, though. I mean, it tastes the same as a regular PBR. I buy both, so the regular and this.
Yeah. We're going to get...
I'll ask Grok, Steve.
We're going to get to the bottom of it right now. We're going to find out.
I drank a six-pack one night on one show of the regular ones, the 4.9s. I couldn't drink a six-pack of these on a show. I'd be fucking laying on the floor.
Woo! You'd be tits up, grits up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you'd be wondering where the fuck
I was. Listen, what are your goals... in the car world, inside the shop, a lot of people know about your Hot Wheels collection. A lot of people know that I have one of my all-time favorite cars. I'm just so sad I can't open it, play with it. But it's a Smokey and the Bandit. It's a special edition right there. And then on the wall behind me, I've got a Fall Guy truck. One of my other favorite cars right there.
Right.
What do you have any... 2025 car goals? Go ahead, producer Mike. What do you got?
The Pabst Blue Ribbon beer originated in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. PBR, Milwaukee. Producer Mike, are you able to continue that thread? About the 5'9", like, is it 5'9" only available in Canada?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. Because if they make it, it says a strong beer. See how they say strong beer?
Well, I know, but why do they think that you guys are stronger than us?
Beer Forte. There you go.
I mean, you're sitting in there in your fucking warm-ass shop. And I'm out here in the goddamn cold. I mean, I would argue I'm a lot stronger than you, Canada.
Well, you got to come. You know what? Speaking of, I got moved out to an outside job last Thursday. So I've been eating this shit all fucking week long.
What? What is it, producer?
It says, while it's not explicitly stated that it's only available in Canada, all current references point to the availability being only within Canada.
Son of a tit.
I sent you guys.
Hey, ask the AI fuck about if that's the highest PBR. What's the highest PBR?
It's got to be this one. We like our beer strong.
They might have a special edition you don't even know about.
This is true. This is true.
Sometimes they do those double barrel, double bold.
Like this shit here, this 12% shit. Whew, it gives you a stink.
Based on the available information, the highest alcohol by volume for a Pabst product is Pabst Blue Ribbon Extra, which has an ABV of 6.5.
Woo! Oh, we got to get some of that. You guys, you're gonna send me some of that.
Pabst Stronger Seltzer, which is a different product line, has a volume of 8 6%.
Hey, maybe producer seltzer. Mike, maybe that could be our sponsor in 2025. We've been talking about them for fucking ever with 5'9 Keith. I mean, his name is after their beer. I mean, can't we get the guys out of PBR? I mean, if it's an American company.
I think that's something we could explore.
I'll speak up for you guys.
Please do, yeah.
Could somebody send an email? Dicks. Come on, man.
Somebody's got to send something. You guys deserve the 5'9s.
Yeah.
Or the 6'5s.
They are delicious.
Hey, man, I'm drinking some, also another great company to support, Garage Beer. Yeah. Mm.
I did get a mail call the other day. I got a couple new cars. You want to see this one car? Look at this bad boy. It's so nice. It's a rat paint. But look at the paint job.
Pretty sweet. What? Now, yeah. What's the story on that?
I collect a lot of rat paint shit, as you can see over
what
my shoulder.
What is a rat paint? I don't know.
Oh, that's Big Daddy Roth. He's from the 60s. He was a custom car builder. And a cartoonist and mostly a pinstriper, a very famous one.
Right.
And, yeah, just car culture stuff, you know?
Okay, so that's a new one. I was going to ask you what is on deck that you're like, I'm going to get this one next.
Oh, I got the new Transformers. I got Optimus Prime. I just got that in. Boom.
Boom. Hey, man, I was watching a video on, on Reels or Shorts or whatever, and this guy was in the store, and he was explaining to this woman how this particular Hot Wheels she had in her hands was a special edition because it had these fireballs and...
Yes. So in a regular case, so you can buy like they're called mainline. They're the mainline cards. They got the blue background. They're just a regular $2 card that you walk into any corner store and they're a $2 item. Well, hidden in those boxes, there's two types.
You said box.
There's called a treasure hunt, and there's called a super treasure hunt.
I got high.
So if you find a super treasure hunt, they can be worth anywhere from $60 to $160.
Oh.
I found four so far in the wild. That's what they say. You find one, you find them in the wild.
What? Now, it's just because they're
they
limited
just have to be hanging
run?
On the shelf. No, yeah, because they're not in every box. Every once in a while, they throw one in a box.
Producer Mike, he said box a couple more times.
Well, yeah, in that box, you got to remember there's 160 cars. But out of those 160 cars, there could not be not one. Mm. So anyways, what you do is you look underneath the car. If there's a silver, it's like a circle with a flame. They call it the circle flame. Mm. If you find one with silver, that's called a treasure hunt. If you find one that's gold, that's a super treasure hunt.
Oh, my God.
Producer
Mike, do you feel like he explained this to his wife and she just went, if you keep talking, I'll never have sex with you again?
Sounds like this is like that Pokemon game where you like run around the neighborhood looking for shit.
Well, I have about...
In the wild.
I have eight super treasure hunts on my wall, and they're hard to find.
You're
and
hard
they're
to
worth
find.
A lot of money.
I'm just hard.
Now, what are those worth, all eight of those? If you add those up, like when you're dead.
Oh, $1,000 probably right there.
That's $1,000, those eight?
Oh, easy.
Those eight are worth $1,000. All right. Now, if something should happen to you, do they have like a note somewhere where somebody can go, hey, don't fucking just give away my super specials.
Yeah, is everything? I have everything pretty much recorded, pretty much, yeah. Except for a few hundred. But I got a few thousand something.
How do you insure Hot Wheels or what do you
do? Well, I got good insurance. I got and plus this is like a fortress here, man.
What if, because I heard about Legos getting stolen.
Yeah.
What if somebody comes up in there and like swipes up all your, you know, I mean, I guess it's like a bank, just like any other collection.
Well, then they're a better thief than me.
And it's also like, you know, you saw a lot. There was a story out of California. The guy had a baseball card collection worth millions.
Oh, yeah. Like, I got a lot of money. Like, I have this thing right here. I don't know. Let me see. What is it? This thing right here. See this spinny thing? It's full of cars, but it's full of old cars and embarrassed autographs.
That's the ones you don't touch.
Yeah, this row here, like just this in this
jewel
row,
case.
There's probably like $10,000 worth of cars in that case.
That's like the jewel case, right?
Yeah. But it's all alarmed here and everything, and you can't get on my property without being on a camera of someone. So whatever.
Send in the team. Now. Execute. Now. Bravo. Box. Bravo. Bravo. One.
Bring all the boxes.
I don't know. I've had guys with big collections come to my house and look at my collection and go, holy fuck. It's funny.
Yeah. It's amazing, man. I mean, just like everybody has some shit
that
they love to really, really go deep on. And it's all worth amazing amounts. I mean, like I was saying, there's this guy in California with the fire. He lost millions of dollars worth of, in a collection of, and I'm sure there's people that have lost like shoes and cars and, you know, whatever people collect, baseball cards, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible out there.
Yeah.
But Trump's going to turn that shit around. He's gonna make the water flow. He said on Watchdog today, he's going to make that water flow.
So what are the worries of collecting what you have? What happens to him?
I don't know. Pretty soon, I guess I'm going to start selling them off, I think.
I mean, like, does it, like, they have to be in, if heat can fuck them up, or, like, what?
Not really. You don't want to put them in direct sunlight because of the paint, right? You don't want the paint to fade, so you got to keep them under direct sunlight for sure.
Fuck yeah, okay. See?
And there's no windows or nothing in this place here. So they don't get no light at all, except for LED.
Yeah, that's a good jack-off room, too.
And you know what? I got it all set up. I got a new couch now. I got a couple end tables.
But there's no windows in there. You're surrounded by everything. God dang it. Producer Mike, don't judge me. If I was in a room full of all of my favorite things, I would jerk off.
That's hilarious. I had a bunch of people over drag racing all week on Sunday. It was hilarious. I had a big party last Sunday. It was great.
Right on. Yeah, because there is another side to the garage.
Oh, yeah. There is a man side over there. That's for sure. That's my shop. Every dude, every guy needs a shop. So
yeah. Canada, welcome to America. Good to talk to our favorite
new you guys.
Canada American. What are you guys going to be called once you're in officially? Are you going to be Canadian Americans or
North Dakota?
We're still working on it, I think. Going now down to the snowy beaches of Florida, Eddie Weber.
What's going on, boys? Happy Friday.
Cheers. What the fuck with the snow on the beach?
Fucking Jesus. I don't know. All I know is this is not the way God intended me to live.
Mm. Oh, we're going to look at some photos. Producer Mike is...
Yeah, it's that bullshit, bro. Look, whenever you hear about snow in Florida, usually you think about blow.
Mm.
Nah.
What?
Nah, this shit was just cold.
Look at this. Oh, is that...
Yeah.
That's Pensacola right there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you see the beach ball, little water tower? That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's what you beach. Normally see in Pensacola. How much snow
yes,
y'all
sir.
Get?
At minimum, at my house, we got 12 and a half inches. We got 17 in some spots. In some spots, we got like 10.
Now, it looks like, okay. Yeah.
Yep, that's Blackwater River right there. Mm.
Okay. This is Florida. That's weird. Okay, now that's a fucked up picture right there.
Yeah. Now, see, Pensacola, we've always been known for having the whitest beaches like ever because it's just quartz runoff from the Smoky Mountains down. Mm. Nevertheless, now we really got the whitest fucking beaches. And this is that bullshit because that is snow all the way to the Gulf.
To the water. Oh, shit. That's some of your rides.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they are all buried in, bro.
Now, that's gone by now, huh?
I think we still got a little bit of it. Probably not much.
Yeah, dang. Yeah, that was weird.
Really
what now?
Now
do you think it's, Eddie Weber, do you think it's global warming?
I don't know if you want to call that global warming because hell froze over.
Mm. What do you think's making it snow on the beaches in Florida?
Elon Musk.
God dang, Elon.
Yeah, he's fucking with us, bro. He's fucking with us. He's got to be. He's like, you know what? Them motherfuckers in Florida ain't never... Dude, I swear to God, it almost pissed me off. Like, I made the joke several times throughout the day because we're only supposed to get like 5 inches. And I was like, man, my yard about to get more length than my girl gets.
Mm.
And then I got feeling real bad about myself once we hit like 10 inches, 11 inches, 12 inches. I was like, God damn, when's it going to stop? It didn't. All I'm saying, though, is our Florida houses are not ready for fucking snow. I had a buddy, his roof came in. They're fucking lean-to out back. They got all their side-by-side boilers underneath fucking fell. Dude, it wasn't a good look at all.
And also, like, if you're not used to snow and stuff, when it sits up there on there, it does cause a lot of different kind of leaks.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's just sitting. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's just sitting, but up north, their roofs are wrapped in all kinds of protective layers.
A lot
but
more, yeah.
Yeah, we don't do that down at the beach.
Well, no, I mean, the only thing we're usually worried about is wind and just impact rating. You know, for hurricanes or some shit. No, you leave something that's fucking 20 degrees on my damn roof for shit. When did this happen? 4 days ago now? I still got snow chilling up there. So, yeah. And unfortunately, down here where I live, man, we're in a big hunting area. So everyone's got hunting dogs and whatnot. Man, I hate to hear about it, but a couple buddies lost some damn dogs to the weather and whatnot. That's just, that's a whole different opinion, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, man, that kind of goes to one of those things. Like, why don't you bring your dog in? But they each to their own, I reckon. But yeah, no, it's that bullshit. I need Keith to come pick his weather up out my front yard. And I mean right now.
Oh, we're going to smoke one live with Eddie Weber on 124.25. Sickness going all around. Producer Mike had it. My lady has it. Deep up in her vagina.
Oh, no.
And I'm sick
Sometimes
of it.
Sometimes that happens.
I'm sick of it.
You're sick of her sick?
Yeah, and then also, Eddie Weber, I saw there was this girl on Instagram who was, like, all excited about having sex with 1,000 dudes all at once.
That bitch definitely catching the flu.
Did you? Did you see that?
No, I can't say I did.
Oh, man. How would you feel if your lady came to you and said, I want to have sex with 1,000 dudes?
I don't really know, man. I guess that's the life of a road cone.
Road cone?
Yeah, that's the life of a road cone, just getting hit by everything going by. I mean, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean in that equation, but
this
it doesn't
my...
make me feel any better either.
Steve, we have, I mean, this is riveting that Eddie's story that Eddie's given us here.
Life
but,
of a road cone.
We have a brand new caller calling in, and he's at work, and he's not allowed to use his video or something. So I want to bring him in real quick. This is Adam, and I believe, Steve, that he's deaf. So so talk really, really loud.
Let me turn the music.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Hi, Adam.
Adam,
I'm from London, and I need to turn my camera off because I'm at work, so I can't talk right now. So, from London.
Why don't you have any clothes
here,
on,
I want
though,
to stay online to hear what you're talking about. So that's why.
I know,
he's at work, Steve. He has an OnlyFans, I believe.
Oh. Why are you...
I do not have that! Never!
Why are you naked at work?
I do not have that! Why did you say that? I do not have that!
I'm sorry, Adam.
I know, but you don't have a shirt on.
It's because I'm in bed. That's why, and it's hot in London.
Oh, I know, but are you at work and in bed? Oh, do you work at? Do you work from bed?
All right, I'm sorry, but I just want to turn my camera off and relax. I want to hear what you're talking about on Zoom because I mean, I like using Zoom, but because I want to join and see what you're talking about.
You can turn your camera off if you want to turn your camera off, Adam. Go ahead. We'll allow you to do so.
Yeah,
no problem.
That's fine. That's fine. If you want to turn your camera off and you could just talk to us. Yeah, what's up, Adam? What's going on from London? Adam, everybody. This is great. Adam, how you feeling? What's happening from London? Is he still with us, Producer Mike?
I think so. He's muted. Hang on a second, Adam. He looks like he got muted again somehow.
Ah, okay.
Probably my fault.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Adam, that's great. Now we are reconnected.
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. We're live. You're in London. It's 7:48
Central time.
Central time. What time is it where you're at?
But in London, it's not 7:48. It's 1:48 a.m. in the morning in London.
1:48, and it's
I was sleeping for 1 hour, so my mom's
just
giving me extra time to wake up,
my God.
So I can sleep again. So like in London, but it's fine because I'm 21 and I know what I'm doing here. So that's why.
I'm so glad
you
called
Adam.
In.
Welcome.
I was just wondering why I was trying.
Have you ever been to London or you haven't? Because you know there's a wildfire in USA, so you should escape to wildfire and come to London. It's more safer than what being in USA.
Oh, I'm in Tennessee though because we have guns, so we're good.
I actually have been to London.
Good because you don't look safe though. And maybe the fire was spread.
We fight fire with
fire. The fire is spreading all around now, Los Angeles.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
We fight with fire.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, we don't tolerate nonsense over here in Tennessee. I mean, so over there in London.
Adam, let me ask you a question. It's never going to work. It's never going to work if you're using a gun to shoot the fire. It's never gonna work. It's never gonna, no. How can it work? Okay, listen, if you're from USA and you're trying to shoot a fire, it's not gonna work. You have to use something like a special water to put it through.
No,
something
but
like
let
that.
Me just let me lay it down for you a different way, Adam. So over there where you are, it's a much smaller area, but where we are, it's a big area. And so then different parts of the country kind of break off and do their own thing. And they do it different. Like out in California, the residents just let the government overtake them and fuck them in the ass and take their water and all that stuff like that. But what I'm telling you is over here in Tennessee, where right to carry concealed anytime you want, people tend to kind of not fuck with each other. And shit gets done a little more properly. And it's kind of like that all throughout the U.S. It's different wherever you go. So I don't know if it's like that in England, where like different parts.
I think USA is more safer than London, because have you heard the news about the Southport in London, that the killer just murdered 3 girls?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't. Nasty. Tell me. Producer Mike, we don't have, I'm enjoying talking to Adam, but can you at least put yourself or something in? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Adam. We want to hear it.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
No,
we're going to hear from you. So I don't know
Actually, I want to share my screen. Sorry about that. I want to share my screen to show you what's happening and have that in BBC News. The Southport killer has the thing on his...
Producer Mike, take over. I'm going to grab a beverage. This is exciting. Okay. We're all the way from London, live in the middle of the night. We're getting updates. It's Jessup Show podcast.
I'm not telling you something stupid. I'm not, like, you know...
I think... let me see.
Adam, we love it.
Can you share? You can share your screen, Adam. I don't think there's any restriction on it if you want to.
Okay, is it working? Okay, I can't talk about it, but I can take a screenshot and put it on the whiteboard.
Ooh, that might be a little too technical for us, but we'll give it a shot. But you can describe the scene for us.
Okay, well, let me just explain, wait.
Please.
Where was it?
At your leisure, mate.
Southport killer was known to service that he failed as a former social worker, warns in hole in the system. I can't find it, maybe it's there. Southport killer received sentence a long U.S. history in the U.N. prevent... punishment, says Downston Street. So the Southport, the killer, his name is but the three poor girls, oh my god, I wish I could show you, but
well, I'm sure the viewers can look it up, Adam, for sure, if they want to see it on their own, but that's tragic. I mean,
I can show you on the screen, 1 second.
Now, did this happen near where you live, or...
I got a beer.
Hold on, let me just put it on Zoom. 1 second, let me put it on Zoom.
Oh, we're drinking with London.
Let me put it on the whiteboard. I have it on the whiteboard. Let me just put it on the whiteboard to show you.
Oh, cool. I think the whiteboard's
very
working.
Strict. Let me show... No, wait.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything, man. This is...
I think I know his name. His name is Axel Buchanan.
Who is this crazy
so motherfucker? This killer just killed 3 girls.
Is that the guy who you had your picture
Southport
taken with?
London, outside London, which we're lucky in. We're in West London now.
Success. Well, you know what, Adam? I'm going to tell you something. You have found yourself at the top of the hour. And you know what we do at the top of the hour? Adam? We do a top of the hour toast. I don't know if you're still with me, but I would love for you to do it.
It's not good, okay?
I would love for you to do the top of the hour toast from London, if you are willing. Come on back.
Don't keep... Are you...
Yeah.
Don't kick me out.
No, we're not kicking you out, Adam. We would like for you to give us a top of the hour toast. A cheers, if you will.
You are the best. All of you are the best persons from the United States. Some of them, they were very rude to me. Thank you so much. Aww. I really appreciate it in my heart.
Cheers, Adam.
Adam! And then also what we do, Adam, is we never kick anybody out.
We got a new person named Jerry Morrell.
Yeah, now, Adam, what we do here, just so you know, producer Mike never kicks anybody out. We ask everybody to hang around.
Yeah, because you know, producer Mike is the number one who's the best person ever.
Bring everybody in.
I love you, Adam.
He do a lot of cars. Like, he tells us to, he's in Zoom, he do cars, and he says, hi, Adam, how are you? And he said, do you have anything that you relevant to cars? And I said, no. And what happened, he just kicked.
And producer Mike, we ask him to go into the hang room, and then at the end, we bring him back, and then we do it from there. All right. Going now to our next. That was fun. I love that. Dix, did you like that? Is that good? All right.
Boy, getting new folks on the call. I hope I wasn't the guy that kicked Adam out once before. That wouldn't have been my intention.
We missed a few things. We were off air. You're back now. What happened?
No, I think Adam was explaining that someone had kicked him out before. It had to have been Rick Rick was producing. You. I don't think so.
Well, we're sorry, anyway, let's Adam. Come back.
Yeah. You know, no, Adam's still... Is he still in here? Well, maybe he's gone. I don't know.
Have him
anyway,
we like for everybody to hang out till the big end.
Yeah. South of Louisiana, Steve.
This is good. This is good. You do it, producer Mike. Do it. Come on, do it.
We're going to go down to South Louisiana, Steve. We're going to be joined by the Tank Gang. Well, we can't hear him yet.
Oh my God!
I think you're Are you guys muted? You guys aren't muted, are you? Steve, kill the music, Steve.
Okay, hang on, Dix. Shut it down. Fuck! God dang it!
What a hell of a year this month has been, huh?
Can you hear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, I can hear you now. The Dicks were fucking it up.
All right.
Man, a lot of good things going on. A lot of good things. Yeah.
Hey, cheers to Adam.
Yeah. Hey, Adam.
Producer Mike, it feels like the Dicks are saying that it wants us to confirm our speaking language. Is that for us, or, I mean, what the hell?
They may have detected Adam's accent or something. I'm not sure.
What the hell is wrong with these cocksuckers? I'm speaking English in this motherfucker.
Dang. I'm partially French.
Yeah.
Due to being Kate and Michelle, you know, the couillons and everything. Got a little cold like everybody else.
Oh, my God. It's fucking cold in the shop, y'all.
It's warming up. I almost had my flip-flop earlier today. I mean, it got warm. Snow melting. Shit. Hey, I heard that they're about to do away with FEMA. You know who's going to replace FEMA? The Cajun Navy. You always got to put your fucking on and go to work, eh? Oh. Yeah.
Cajun Navy! Only people getting shit done. I saw, producer Mike, did you see the photos of Tabby Cat in the snow doing snow angels?
Yeah,
Give me a second.
Oh my God. Producer Mike said in 2025, I'm going to be retired and I'm going to eat, sleep, and breathe Jessup Show podcast. And I'm going to be just bam, 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 bam. And I'm going to be getting this shit done. And
I'm looking at the emails. I don't see any emails from the 10K.
You know what we have had tonight, guys? It's been kind of nice. Is producer Mike's got fucking AI on deck. So if you have any questions for the AI gods.
Let's see. What you got, babe? You got something? Got a question?
No, I ain't got no question for you. I don't fuck with AI.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta ask.
Hey, the volleyball games are going to be fucking great, man. You notice that now there's only two genders? You know, ain't going to be looking at some hairy ass bent over.
Yeah, I'm so glad because I didn't want to start having sex with all the other genders, you know?
Yeah, you can love them dearly, but not queerly. No.
What? I mean, but, like, you know, if you were out, you know, just at a bar and you're getting fucked up and you saw something that you wanted to penetrate and they were, like, one of those 78 other genders, maybe you were like, whatever, I don't care, just come on back.
Man, that reminds me of, like, when me and Tabby had to run out of Walmart, man. Yeah, I was stationed right there by the cucumbers. And Dad just, you know, for you know, this chick come walk up and be like, looking at it. And I was like, I ain't asking about sex, but I'm just wondering, will it fit? And, man, that just fucked up a lot of shit.
It would not allow me in the dressing room no more. I'm banned from the dressing room of Walmart.
Like, have fun. Feel bad just running to Walmart for a little while.
Mama, you see if the better. Clothes? You see if the clothes fit? I want to see if that fits.
Okay. If you find somebody, before you leave out, you go get the liquor, and then you make a pass by at the pharmacy and pick up some things, and then head on out.
Oh, speaking of sponsors, Mike, I'm going to send you an email later. I've got a trying sponsor for y'all. It's not far from here, so it's like a drive away. I'm
going to
go
right
back to their face.
You'll love this.
Cheers. I love it. Are you guys smoking tonight?
Sir?
Are y'all smoking tonight?
Sure are, man. Got dab, there's a little bit of shatter mixed with the diamond in there. And
oh, my God. Top of the hour toast lands on Robert and Tabby Cat. We're smoking and drinking together. Hit it up, would you? We were trying to get Adam to do it, but I don't think he understood protocol.
He gave us a good one. At least he gave a good one for me. Thinks I'm awesome.
Keep watching the show, Adam. Go back and watch some episodes, man, and get to know what's going on, bro.
Oh, he's there. Adam knows what time it is.
Yeah, what he's talking about, though, is right, though. I
had a... Oh, God! Oh, God! Ew!
But, yes. And people are going southbound and down, bro. I heard that they already starting to ship them on out.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They stopped by my house earlier with the bus. And I was like, look at look. And they just, and they kept on going.
Hold on. Let me change this shit. What the fuck is going on?
Producer Mike, have they come by rounding up peeps from your place?
No. There's a sheriff in my local area who said...
Producer Mike, we both know you have a lot of illegals in your area. I was there. I have seen it. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just saying that we have a sheriff here who said he's not going to comply with the order, so...
I've got a direct line. I got a direct line. Hello, Trump. Hello.
Shame, shame.
We have illegals at Producer Mike's house. Producer Mike, we're just kidding, guys.
Listen. I'm trying to figure out all this new Zoom shit. Our friend Adam is trying to collaborate with me on a note. I've never seen that before.
I was thinking that maybe he was going to take over and we were being hacked.
Maybe that's what it is. Is Adam supposed to be your new producer?
I don't know, but you know, when he started talking about sad stuff, I got sad.
Oh, hey, we gotta do the top an hour too. Well, we forgot all about it.
Snowball fights. That's about the only thing, and then the snow just falls apart.
Have you been hacked by London?
No, but apparently today is the can I not use my camera day because Jay Morales is sick in bed and he's sending me a note saying I don't want to use my camera. I'm naked like Adam, and I'm like, all right. So I'm doing a lot of producing in the Zoom room right now, Steve.
Yeah, all right. That's now what he's calling it, is the Zoom room. I like it. I like that. Dick, write it down, you fucking cocksuckers.
Hey, I Zoom know what they're doing.
What?
They sapping. That's what they're doing. Think about that.
I do want to give a shout out to a Savage on TikTok. She's also from where Adam is at, and she confirms everything he's saying.
There you go.
Savage. Are you guys still doing naughty stuff?
Is there any other
kind?
No butt stuff. We're doing festivities.
You're not doing butt stuff. How can we help? Like, what's working? Where do you want? Do you want to give any shout outs or like?
No. We got a lot of subscribers and it's been climbing.
I want to tell somebody, fuck you. Fuck you, Peter Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Peter, you can suck a dick, Peter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lick my box, Peter.
Yeah, Peter, lick my fucking dirty. I sat on the toilet too long, asshole, Peter.
Yeah, I hope you get an infection
Wait, hang on. Why are we mad at Peter?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just get excited. I want to get on board.
Thank you.
And you know what? Peter sounds like a fucking dumb name anyway. Anyway, so like when you guys are online, like showing the sexy, you do encounter a lot of kind of different crazy people, huh?
Yes.
Oh, so welcome to my world.
Saw what you did.
Producer Mike, I mean, if we're talking numbers, 1.2 mil on Facebook, right? Gonna be a few crazies in there, huh?
Gonna be one or two crazies at 1.2 million, yep.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Our job is to draw them out. Draw them out of their hiding spots.
Ah, son of a bitch. But it is fun. Nonetheless, don't let the crazies... Don't let them take you down.
Bye,
you
Peter.
Yeah. So where can do you guys just got to get like a what like a website that goes to everything? What can we keep?
Shut the music off, Steve.
God dang it! Shut the fucking. All right. Go ahead. Mm. We can hear you again.
We can hear you now, Tabby.
I said we do, but I'm not putting it on here.
Not okay. It.
Too many crazies.
We're not going to do that. Not on your show.
All right. Well, if you want to find them and support them, you'll figure it out. And we love them. They're the Tent Gang. And that's Tabby and Robert.
Say hi to Will.
Will love it. Friday night, 124-25. We're live. Oh, my God.
We have Jay Morales, who is not having his camera on today, Steve. We can hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I woke up this morning, went in out of the bathroom, and I have been in bed since all day. I went to try to go to work for a couple hours, and I had to come back home, and I've been in bed ever since.
Oh, my hands are just frozen, Jay McGee.
Yeah, y'all getting all that snow from
it's
up here?
It's cold in the shop.
Well, at least it isn't negative 22 like it was the last week.
Oh, God. What have you been doing? I love talking to you like this, where we're not actually seeing you, where we're just imagining each other. Like, I'm imagining you, and I'm thinking, like, how thick is your chest?
You really want to find out?
Yeah. I mean, are you in bed right now in your back?
I'm in bed right now in the sheet. What's that you get for me, Steve? What color underwear do you think I'm wearing?
Well, I wouldn't have any on if I was there.
So what's going on, guys?
Listen, it's just me and you right now, Jay. Don't reach out to anybody but me.
No, yeah, no, I'll talk to Nick and we'll figure something out to give you some sex pictures.
Jay, you know what?
Get him with the dope thing.
Here we go. You're
gonna make me come. Oh, God!
Why are you in bed? Are you sick?
Yeah, I've been having I really don't want to say too much because this is the show, of course, but let's just say it's been in and out of the bathroom most of the day today. So I'm weak as fuck. I think it's the stomach flu.
Take mushrooms.
Nah, fuck no. I'm done taking that shit. I think that's the shit that caused my fucking fatty liver, dude.
What?
Yeah, dude. in your liver.
It's got to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're right, but, you know. I did a lot of fucking mushrooms a couple years ago. It was almost every weekend. About a quarter of mushrooms.
Yeah. It's been a nice break in the day.
So what did you, why did you, you just wanted to check in?
I wanted to check in, say hello, you know, I didn't want to just waste another week. I wanted to hear you guys' opinions about.
Producer Mike, I kind of like this. Like, maybe we shouldn't see people. Maybe we should just.
You know what? Might be an interesting dynamic. It will certainly reduce the bandwidth that the show puts out.
Yeah.
Well, we might be able to save some.
Yeah, Abby's I mean, Jay,
reduce our carbon footprint or something.
You know, I didn't mean to step on you, but you said you wanted to check in and see how I felt about things. I'm super pumped. And I was wondering if any of the deportation buses have stopped by your house.
I don't see a lot of Mexicans up here, so I don't know.
What?
I said, I don't know a lot. I don't see a lot of Mexicans up here. It's just more Puerto Ricans in it.
Yeah. Steve, Jay is Puerto Rican, and that is a U.S. territory.
We're not getting rid of the...
No. We're not getting rid of Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
No,
sorry about that, Jay. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was thinking maybe, you know, I mean, just, you know, wherever we could, we just, you know, cut back.
We've been trying to get Puerto Rico to be the 51st state for a long time. It just hasn't worked out. That's why we're setting our sights to Canada now.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, if they come by, Jay, would you go or?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I mean, I heard Trudeau. I heard Trudeau step down in Canada if they found him.
Listen, that is true. We are annexing Canada. Maybe. Listen, producer Mike, this is what we ought to do is reach out to Captain T and talk to him about, like, maybe all these people that we're getting rid of, like Jay and all the other illegals.
Oh, my God.
Send them to Canada with Keith, and maybe that's where they can hang out because we, you know, we're full. And Canada's 51, and maybe that's what we do. Does that make sense, or am I just...
Don't you know what Canada is? Yeah.
I think it's
Lawyer up, Jay.
They don't step down because they found him in a fucking, you know, at a ditty party.
What?
They found Trudeau at a ditty party. That's why he stepped down.
Did he step down today?
Yeah, I know. That's why Trump took it. Took it over. That's what I'm saying. We're Captain.
Yeah, let's put Keith back. He knows that Trudeau stepped down.
Mm. Yeah.
Keith, did Trudeau step down? I don't watch the news, so yeah,
He stepped down.
Right. And Keith, didn't you already pledge your allegiance to the American flag?
Oh, yeah. I love yeah. My sister's American, and, you know, so I got ties
Keith
with America.
Keith's in, guys.
How about Trudeau at a ditty party?
What?
I said they found Trudeau at a ditty party.
Yeah, it was a ditty party that got him. It's always going to be Diddy that brings everyone down.
Hey, but I mean, would you have gone to a ditty party?
No. Because he had a lot of underage people there.
Oh, yeah, that would have been upsetting. But I just wouldn't have gone into those rooms.
Diddy would have shoved you right in there. Here you go, player. Here's a couple bottles of baby oil.
A lot of shoving going on.
Take me to jail, motherfucker! Guilty!
Jay Marie Yee! Soon, enjoy him while you can. His video's not even up. Soon to be deported. The buses are showing up at his house as we speak. Good to hear from you on a Friday night. Producer Mike.
Feel better, Jay. Steve, do you remember our good friend, Aralee Jones? She's calling in from Australia. Aralee is the author of Lost in the Woods.
Holy shit.
So everyone go to Amazon and pick up Aralee's book. Lost in the Woods. Aralee Jones, Steve Jessup.
Awesome.
How's it going?
Amazing. I don't know what happened because we were just this little podcast that could. Do you ever hear the little train that could?
Yeah, I think I had that book as a child.
Right. That's how this podcast was. Like, no one watched or listened. And then when in the same podcast, we got Adam from London. And now this amazing author from Australia who has a real book that producer Mike, you got it, right? Didn't you get her book?
I got her book. And I also read a passage. From her book last week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hold it up.
I saw that. Yeah.
Amazing. Look at that. I don't know what to think, producer Mike. I mean, you're part of what I'm saying. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this podcast, like, no one, and now we're live on a Friday night all over the world, and here she is. Amazing.
Yeah,
now,
did
you want to ask her about the book?
Sure. Ira Lee, I read a passage. Did you watch the Producer Mike show?
I did. I was watching, yeah.
Okay. So did I pick a good one? Like, I randomly picked a passage. I didn't read the whole thing.
You picked the perfect one. That's one of my favorite poems to perform, actually. Okay. That's Life is Not a Fairy Tale, which I wrote in an afternoon, but I felt like I was kind of channeling everything that I had gone through in my life into this.
It was impactful. I mean, murder. I mean, it's about murder. Let's just.
How did you know that?
Well, because the big bad wolf got his head chopped off. It's not for the young at heart.
So I live in Nashville,
right?
And like, I'm gonna be honest. I'm a pretty amazing songwriter. but so here's what I'm saying though, like, how do I know, like, from a professional writer like yourself, like in songwriting, if I'm rhyming too much, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you can rhyme too much. I just think, like, you gotta watch how the flow is more than worrying about rhyming too much. I rhyme in some really odd places sometimes, but I think I think it ends up working. Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, I think people think songwriting or poetry should have some sort of certain rhythm or rhyme structure to it. And then when it does it too much or not enough, it throws people off. Are there a lot of different types of them?
Oh yeah, there's so many different types of poetry. I actually run a writers group online. And one of the things that we do, is give out a different prompt every week, for a whole bunch of different writers around the world to, write their own poem from. And it's amazing how many different poems can come from just a single word or a single sentence, or an idea.
Are there certain words that are not able to rhyme? Because, like, Producer Mike, isn't there that, like, classic thing of you can't rhyme with orange or...
Yeah, there are certain words that just don't rhyme. it's best to try and think about where you're going to put them in the sentence as opposed to trying to rhyme them.
I like that answer.
I just have fun with the making the sounds sound a lot.
Right. That but is fun.
You think it's more, way more than that.
Oh, look. It's about getting an idea across that other people might vibe with. Basically, like, you know, if they read your piece and can say, hey, something similar happened to me in my own life, I vibe with this, then that's great and you've done your job.
So I want to, I mean, while we have you, and then Producer Mike got your book and then he read something from it, but he's not you. He's not a performer. Would you mind just giving us just a little tiny taste of how it should be read?
Okay. All right. I'll read that one, I guess. Hand in hand with Hansel, skipping merrily towards a gingerbread cottage future, when a witch invited us to tea, fattened up for April slaughter, roasted hastily. Life is not a fairy tale. I once knew a boy named Hansel. The witch got that one, but not me. Late one winter night, I was about to go to bed, my nightcap tucked tight upon my weary head, when a wolf broke down my chamber door, and this is what he said. I want to find out what's inside you, eat you up until you're dead. Let me strip off that pretty nightdress, take your body, fill your bed. fox. The wolf knew his mistake when my axe severed his head. I walk breadcrumb-littered game trails daily just to shoo the birds, praying for miracles to preserve life just with the power of well-chosen words. They're out there with the witch, the wolf, and begging them, please set me free. I hear voices in the forest crying. The trees are sobbing, rescue me. There are always children lost in the woods, and sometimes one of them is me.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Steve, did you notice how she just pulled that right out of from memory? I mean, that is unbelievable.
She didn't look at nothing. Okay, so, like, here's, here's what happened. Like, producer Mike, can you come in?
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, at first I got, like, scared, and I have to say this to producer Mike, not to the artist that's directly sitting in front of me. And then I got aroused, and then I got scared again, and then, stiff. And then, a lot of feelings happened. Angry. I got upset, and then I was scared again. Is that normal, or is it, cause I'm new to, when you read it on last week's show, I got upset. And I really wanted to turn off YouTube and maybe cancel my subscription. But when she read it, I got a lot of feelings.
Yes, I believe the author's intent was for you to emote an emotional response, and I believe that she was successful. I do not elicit that type of responses from other humans.
Nuh-uh.
So, yeah. So what you said to me makes a lot of sense.
Oh. Okay.
Well, may not be okay, but.
Yeah, right.
I hope that clears it up.
Yeah. So. So was I supposed to feel all that or?
Yeah, producer Mike is right. The idea is to try and get an emote or a response. It is meant to be a bit of a shocking poem.
What about the parts where I was turned on?
Oh, that's great.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dicks are.
I mean, some of my poems are specifically for that. Yeah, that one isn't.
Some nerds were watching on the TV and they thought it was great as well.
I'm glad.
Can you one more? Is it Earley Jones?
Yeah.
Earley.
Yeah, Earley. Yeah.
Earley. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. So happy to have you back from Australia.
So happy to be here, Steve.
I don't know how this happened. It's amazing all these people checking in from all over. We're having cocktails and I'm smoking a little green. It's legal. And
hell yeah. Oh, my cat's making an appearance. Yeah.
Cats. Got an Australian cat. Is the cat upside down or what are we talking about?
Sometimes she's upside down when she wants bed. Yeah.
Now, Earley, do you have,
sober dick?
You lost full steam.
Do you have love in your life?
I look for love in my life. People love me, I suppose.
Who is currently loving you?
I have this time traveling relationship with the Colonel that's been going on for a few years.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Is he?
Sometimes we meet up in the Civil War. That can be kind of fun.
Well, it's like an Outlander series.
Definitely.
Is he loving you via the Civil War?
Oh yeah, he's very romantic, the Colonel. Yeah.
Mm. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the other side of the world, this is amazing. Jessup Show live on a Friday night, 124-25. Vera Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jeez. Stick around early to the end.
Yeah, we do the final toast.
We're heading to Colorado, Steve. We're going to be visiting with our good friend, Nick.
Nick.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I'm getting so ripped.
This looks warm, Steve. She's not wearing a sweatshirt. You're wearing gloves. I mean, it's...
I'm not wearing gloves. I'm cold. Oh God! Oh God! Producer Mike! Oh God! I'm going out.
That's not your job, dude.
That's not your saying, though, bro.
Yeah, so I think you just took crawl faced steam right out of him. So, Nyx, how is the weather in Colorado? You seem to be warm.
We got up to 58 today, so it was a lot warmer than it has been.
Okay. All right. And how did you prep for that?
Like for the warmer weather or for the cold weather? Because I just stayed my happy little ass inside.
Yeah, I think preparing, I think there's a preparation that is involved, right? I mean, you don't go into a snowstorm that day and say, hey, I'm going to, you know, buy a bunch of supplies right now, right? You're more of a person that would prepare ahead of time for something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. We've always got, we go shopping like the weekend before we're expecting a storm. So that way we've got like the non-perishables if we, you know, have to survive on just little bits without certain lengths of time without electricity. Because if we get too cold, our electricity starts to go out and falter. And then if we get too much snow, it'll weigh too heavy on the power lines. So power gets cut off.
Now, have you had a major snowstorm in your area this year where you like they shut everything down or so are you still waiting for the big one?
2025? No. However, if you remember last year in November, like I think within the first 10 days of November, we had a blizzard. We had 51 inches in majority of places around me.
51 inches, and that's in one. How many hours? How many hours? Like that was like a full day.
Days. It was three straight days.
Three straight days
of just dumping snow, and the snowstorm like hovered above us. I can kind of relate it to like kind of how a hurricane will do, because that one system was just rotating and staying around a specific area of Southern Colorado.
Oh, isn't that the best, though? Rotating and staying in a specific area. I'm sorry, guys. I had to pee. I'm back. What's up, Nyx? Talk about rotating and staying in. Okay. Anyway.
Not too much. I've just been chilling, really.
Producer Mike, can we talk about rotating and staying in one area?
Well, I mean, you're talking a sit and spin? Is that what we're...
Yeah! Is that what we're doing here? Come on back.
That's fun. Back. I mean, like, it's a fun thing to do.
It's fucking, like, I don't know, 20 in the shop right now. I mean, I'm practically dead right now.
Well, you should maybe layer up some more.
I have a lot of layers.
Get a space heater.
Yours.
I'm a what, Steve?
I think we're all space heaters, Steve, if you really think about it.
Oh my God, I talked to London and Australia tonight. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Am I fucked up?
That's London on the there and Australia right there. Yep.
Yeah, but this one guy, he couldn't talk to us because his tits were out, so we had to go just audio only.
And I mean, producer Mike, before I forget, and because he said tits out, you should check your email because there are some show-friendly ones that I sent this time.
Oh, there's show-friendly ones? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me check that then.
I love show-friendly tits out.
Yeah, there's one or two show-friendly ones that I sent. Mm. Steve, you need to check your email for non-show-friendly ones.
That one's not.
There's a surprise in there.
Is your butt in there?
No, but I can probably make that happen.
This is show friendly. The other one in this bunch is not.
If you zoom in.
Oh, shit. Nope. Uh-oh. I can't. No. Oh, can I zoom in?
All right. Zoom it in.
Should be able to.
Dick.
If you zoom in. I'm not the one controlling the thing.
No, I know. It's the dicks. They're fucking up everything.
Next, you broke my screen.
Everything's green. They fucked it up.
I'm too pretty. I'm sorry.
It literally, I blocked it out.
To smoke some weed.
Maybe this was a Zoom thing because I think there was a titty in there.
Yeah, we're gonna smoke some weed.
Really quick, I do want to give a shout out to my friend Jesse.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I do want to give a shout out to my friend Jesse who's watching tonight, and her birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Jesse!
He's the owner and solo woman show of Trippy Chocolates. Okay. So if you like cannabis chocolates or if you like mushroom chocolates, y'all should definitely hit her up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
We might have to interview her.
Producer Mike, who would...
He would probably love that.
Who are we talking about mushrooms with? Who's supposed to take mushrooms?
Who's supposed to take them?
Yeah, didn't we prescribe that to somebody?
Might have been me.
Oh, yeah, you. Was it you?
It's probably me.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to prescribe it to me. I'll just take them on my own. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, same. I mean, like, you can put them in my face and I will take them, but, like, you don't really have to tell me anything. I will just happily.
What else can we put in your face? You know what I'm saying?
Lots of things.
I got high.
Hey, man, I didn't mean to put that in your face.
Here on smoke.
Carrying on like that.
That's an attention getter.
What is the most alarming thing you've had in your face? It's a new game we're playing here on the Jessup Show Friday nights live. What's the most alarming thing you've had in your face?
Are we like asking me this question?
I mean, I'm going to answer that. Producer Mike, you're going to answer that.
I don't have a whole lot of answers.
Producer Mike, I want to get to the bottom and make sure that Adam wasn't a hacker. Because I have so
He's not
many,
a hacker. Adam is, he's...
So
he's,
many alarms and notifications going off over here in the...
Yeah, I'm getting them too.
Fucking panicking.
I thought I was the only one getting the notifications, but no, it's just Adam telling us that he's engaged in the show. He gave us a heart when you were talking about mushrooms.
But the dicks going like, your fucking screen has got like alarms and we're being attacked from England. I mean, I don't know what it is.
All right, let me check to make sure Adam's not a hacker. Hang on a second.
You know what?
How do we check and make sure someone isn't a hacker?
I think this is the future.
Nick's, I just look up his IP address and I compare it to all the. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, my God. I'm being attacked. Oh, my God. Nope. I'm good. I'm kidding. I'm good. Oh, my God. But I did go out to the creek and run a couple fucking rounds through a couple magazines just to make sure I was ready and also that my neighbors were used to the kind of noise that I like to make. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. I used to have neighbors in an apartment complex in, like, my very first apartment that fucking hated me.
Oh, his name Peter?
Hey, did what kind of, when you live next to some, people in an apartment and you're banging it out?
Yeah.
And you see them in the hallway after, what do you? Well,
we didn't ever see them in the hallway because we didn't have hallways. It was like all of them were outside whenever you opened your door. And like, I would get bangs on my wall. There was an occasional shut the fuck up. We're trying to sleep. And they just, I think they eventually put in to like move to a different unit.
Take me to jail, motherfucker.
She said
They never confronted me or my, at the time, boyfriend, like, outside, so they didn't really want to confront us, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, when you live in a big apartment building, it's hard to figure out what the fuck's going on. I mean, I lived with this dude one time, and, like you, he had, like, a hot girl like you living next door, and they were banging it out. And so one night he was jacking it to his neighbor, getting bam, 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 like they was throwing the goddamn headboard through the wall. Some mic. And so he's jacked over there, cranking it to all the wood coming through the wall. And then turns out the hot girl like you who had lived in the apartment next door was gone, and it was just a couple of dudes.
Okay.
So he was, you know, son of a bitch.
Each their own. I mean, y'all obviously know my stance on women.
I mean, so, it's all good, like, but if you think you know what I'm saying. I mean, if you thought you were jacking it to, like, a dude railing a hot girl, and then you got into the elevator, and it was two dudes from Gold's Gym, and you were like, oh, does that make me gay, too?
I guess it would maybe depend, and you probably wouldn't necessarily be gay because you obviously like women, but like, it would depend on if you continued to do it after you found out that it was not a woman getting riddled.
Yeah, if you just started huddling up to the wall every time.
Yeah. Like, that would ultimately decide whether or not you swing a little bit.
Producer Mike, I guess that answers your question. I mean, I know you didn't want to let people know that you were asking.
It only happens to you once, and then you give up altogether, my friend.
I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to let that? When I said my friend, shoot, hang on. Can we edit
I think
that
everyone
out?
Assumed Merrifield. I'll say, we'll put Merrifield in there.
All right.
Yep.
I feel bad. I feel like I've done something wrong. All right.
No, you never do anything wrong. Ever.
Ever. Jesus. Ever.
All right. Anyway, Jessup Show Podcast. We're running long and my fingers are numb. Producer Mike, what do we got to do to wrap up this? This has been a Friday night hang, and this is what we do. If you want to hang with us, please come back.
What we need to do, Steve, is wish Nix a very happy weekend, and we'll see her next week. Please stick around to the end of the call. Weed.
Let's get Nix up here. Come on back.
Oh, no, Nix, we already talked to Nix. We need to bring Crawlface up. To smoke
some good to see Nix.
It was great to see Nix. Crawlface.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, we already did the Crawlface gag. I already remember earlier when I was like, I'm going.
Yeah. I thought that was a little disrespectful, but anyway, Crawlface from North Carolina.
I'm feeling like, I mean, maybe I could just do that and then we could just get rid of him.
But I do have something to say. I'll get rid of myself in a moment. But here's the thing. Before you had Eerily Jones on, who was absolutely fantastic, and she told you that the Colonel is romantic, and what did you do? You just moved it right along to whoever was next.
Oh, what?
Let's expound upon that and hear about how lovely the Colonel is and the fact that he's a national treasure.
Well, you watch the show. You know how lovely the Colonel is.
I do. I was surprised at that moment that we transitioned. That's all.
Well, I'm glad the show gave you an emotional response, not unlike Irrelee's book.
Is nausea an emotional response?
Yes, not it is. When you're smoking weed, you fucking stoner.
And by the way, for all these years, I've been wearing the wrong masks. Why have I not been wearing these? I can drink with it.
I don't know what you're doing.
It was amazing.
I never know what you're doing. We don't even know who you are. You're in a fucking under a house or in an attic or under a thing or we don't know. It's upsetting.
Toll booth.
You could be in a fucking toll booth. That's right, Producer Mike.
Oh, jeez.
Caught out.
Oh, boy. Crawlface can't even hit the button. Yeah. Production value is horrible there. He's calling in, Steve, wearing the same dress as Irrelee is wearing. So please welcome the Colonel.
All right. Bring it in, the Colonel. Bringing in the Colonel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the wild and happy world that is the Colonel.
Oh my God! So
a lot of
tipsy.
Yeah, it's yeah. A lot of people were asking me about last week's show. So,
what? Huh?
Yeah, we're gonna.
Well, that's my show. That was my show.
That was my show.
No, it's my show.
Yeah.
Last week was the Producer Mike show.
Oh.
There's a lot of... Producer Mike, what he's talking about is the fact that the numbers on the show that the Colonel was missed on his birthday are through the roof. And the sober dicks have been all around going, we don't understand... Why?
Well, you did choose
Colonel Mist is through the roof. Can
you chose a
Colonel?
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say you chose a wonderful AI generated picture for that.
Oh, was that what it was?
The thumbnail. So it might have been the thumbnail. Oh, I mean, the Colonel is just completely.
Is that the dicks or you?
Oh, the dicks did it. I didn't do it. The dicks. You got the Colonel. He's passed out on a bar.
Was that the
because what? Colonel, when he misses a show, it's because he fell asleep and he sleeps right through alarms.
Yeah.
So he, 7 o'clock Central time is a little rough for some folks to actually be awake.
Central time.
Colonel, you can pop in at any moment here to confirm that.
I like how
Producer
Mike is all about male alarms because he wakes up next to his best friend Ryan on the daily, which that's his best friend, so if he wants to be my personal, you know, alarm clock, I mean, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Or maybe I just do it just because I like watching the show and not being on it.
Would be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how's everyone doing? Pretty wonderful, Mike. Colonel. How have you been, sir?
Been wonderful, sir. Happy I'm Friday,
cold.
Colonel.
I'm cold as a motherfucker. My fingers hurt.
Oh, God. Dude, brother, I feel you. We're that close. I know. It's my nut sack is like a baby fish right now.
Gross.
And my Audi has turned into an innie, and it hurts. But you know what? It's warm. It makes me sometimes wonder why you should have to circumcise your kids. That's just more extra comfort and warmth for your dickie, dude. You know, like, I don't know about it, but there you go. I mean, shit, it's fucking cold. I mean, I went outside, and I'm like, oh. And then I damn near almost slipped and broke my damn ankle, and it was horrible. It was horrible. But,
well, yeah. Good luck to you, Colonel.
What do you mean, good luck? What do you mean?
I mean, I want you to have luck that brings you tidings of good cheer and opposed to evil and disgusting things.
Evil and disgusting things, people. That's your boy, Ryan. So that means I need to stay away from you, too? You are his number one fan. I mean, there's video evidence. Are you trying to hoard him? Because trust me, by all means, take him away, PM. Take him away. No one wants him but you.
Mm. Anyway, Colonel, thanks for calling in.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Steve, we brought everyone in for our final cheers.
Final.
Yeah, let's
You
let's
see say. What he just did there? You see what he just did?
Well, we're all here, Colonel, and we're awake. Unlike you sometimes.
I mean, you just kind of sort of let it all be known that your producing skills are, I don't know.
Wouldn't be the first
You're under
time,
debate
Colonel.
And question right now, sir.
Agreed. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend, Colonel. We always enjoy you showing up.
You're not going to cut me off.
I would never, ever, ever cut you off. We were joined by Keith this week from Canada, soon to be part of the United States.
Cheers, everybody. See you next week.
Oh, look at that shot, Steve-O.
Woo! Look at that.
Attaboy, Keith. We were joined by the greatest race car driver to ever live, Steve Jessup, and that was Eddie calling in from Pensacola.
I love it.
Always. Happy Friday, boys.
Cheers. Happy Friday, Eddie. We were joined by the sickly Jay Morales, geeky, hit him with the go. Attaboy, Jay. You keep up the good work over there. We were joined by the wonderful Tent Gang, calling in from Southern Louisiana.
I love Tent Gang.
Teddy's. Steve, our new friend Adam from London, England, called Woo! In. Adam, we hope you will not be a stranger. Woo! And please call in often, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. But also, don't forget to send me an email to send me one more Zoom link if you have a more, like, any sessions here. So I want to join.
You got it, brother. As a matter of fact, I did get your emails, and we are going to add you to the regular list.
No, I think, Woo! Yeah, I got your email. Wait a minute, just check it. 1 second.
No, I got it, brother. I just responded back to you. Yep.
Yeah, I just saved your contact, so I got your email.
Adam, get some sleep, buddy. It's late. Enjoy, brother. We were joined by the great Jeremy Buckland. Steve Jessup.
Love Buckwheat.
Oh, yeah. He's saying a lot of words there. I hope you can read lips. I think Adam was the only one who could hear that, Jeremy. But thank you for calling. Earley Jones came in from Earley Australia, Jones, Steve. Australia.
Thanks so Earley, much.
When is the next book going to be released?
Well, I'm working on it right now. It'll probably be a little while, but I'm writing a bunch of poems for it at the moment.
Awesome. Perhaps maybe next week you can give us a preview on one of those new ones.
Okay, it might be raunchy, but...
Hey, you've seen the show. Everybody have a great weekend. And Steve, of course, we wouldn't be complete Nick. Without Nick joining our call.
Nick.
Happy Friday, guys.
Nick.
Yes, Steve.
We love you.
I love you guys, too.
Have a wonderful weekend, Nick.
Y'all, there too.
Oh, my God.
We did it, man.
Producer Mike.
We did it. Actually, let me put my producer Mike hat on.
It looks sexy.
I like Paul McCartney every time you play that. Hey, we did it, man. We got a top of the hour toast. Want to do a top of the hour toast to close us out?
Hey, man. Let me go.
I know. Let me get another glass. I got to get another glass of wine. Hang on a second.
Okay, get a glass of wine. We're going to do a top of the hour toast together. One more with me and you.
Me and you.
And also, I like this. This is a new thing. And I'm starting to know who watches to the end of the show, because when I say these little code words at the end, and I say put these in the comments, I always see the same people. Don't you, producer Mike? You always see the same people. Like Eddie Weber's always there, and like
he's messaging right now.
Gang is always there, and you know. And what we do is we drop these little code words at the end of the show, and we say, put this in the comments. And if you put this in the comments, then we know that you were there, because a lot of people just dip in for like 20 minutes and they sit and they're like, I'm out. But then there are some people that watch all the way through to see how fucked up you get. Go ahead.
Yeah. And that is actually something that we talked about at the last production meeting. You weren't there. But now that I am retired, it was suggested that
loading a bowl. Go ahead.
I you're not too far off from what I was going to say. People actually want me to be more loaded.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should be fucked up. What?
Well, that's what they're saying, but I've got to run some equipment over here. Not a lot. But I mean, it's still some sort of focus needs to be involved. But I took it to heart. You know, it is the Sober Dicks that kind of run the direction of the show, if you will. And so I might start doing that, but there's going to have to be a payoff involved.
Do you want to take over the dicks?
No, I don't want to take over the dicks. I think the dicks should take over some of the shit I need to do at the end of the show so I can partake in some other things. But listen, I'm not doing it for free, dude. I, like, for instance, if someone wants me to take a shot of peanut butter whiskey, the only way I do that is someone's sending me $5. You know what I mean? So if people really want to see me that screwed up on this podcast, you got to start sending in some freaking money. We're gonna have to start getting paid for that. Yeah, I'm not going to get complete. You got to understand, Steve, at my age, if I get completely shit-faced, the next day is gone. It's like it doesn't even exist. So if I get hammered on this show every single Friday, it's like me giving Saturday away. I only have a 6-day week, and I that's unacceptable unless I'm getting. So we're going to work on a plan.
I mean, I guess if you want to.
Like, for instance, do you have a Venmo account? You know what Venmo is?
No.
Venmo is an app that people can just give you money. That's what the app is for. It's like, hey, get Venmo, and then let people know who your what your Venmo account is, and then people will just send you money. That's what it's for.
All right, the dicks are telling me, like, they're like, you know.
This was the dicks' idea. I think the dicks are shaking their head because I'm explaining it wrong. You need to start showing up to these meetings because these are great ideas. It's just we need to think them through.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but if you're... Yeah.
Yeah. So, Steve, I had a wonderful time this week. Oh, top of the hour. Let's do a top of the hour.
Let's do it. Top of the hour. I'm loaded. My bowl is loaded.
You're loaded for show.
We did a 2-hour show tonight. We normally start at 7
Central.
They fly by.
It's 9 Central.
It's 7 p.m. Pacific time right now.
Central time.
Okay, we're going to smoke one together and drink one together if you're live with us now.
Well, what's the word? What's the code word you're going to use?
What do you mean?
You said you're going to use a code word for the end of the show. You're going to...
Oh.
You are fucking loaded.
Yeah. What should we do? What should the code word be?
Let's do a code word. All right, I tell you what. This is Irrelee's book.
How about this? I got it. Because this is all what right. I use. And it's old school. And I've been using it forever. And I love it. It's from Alaska. Man's deceased who made it with his own hands. And it's a wooden bowl. That's code word. Wooden bowl. Wooden bowl.
Wooden bowl.
Wooden bowl. Wooden bowl.
Wooden bowl. I like it. Put wooden bowl in the... Well, do you want them in the live? No, the regular comments. Wooden bowl, regular comments.
Yeah, we'll see.
And, okay, because we have nothing to give away, Steve. We've had no prizes. So if you put wooden bowl in the comments.
Figure it out, producer Mike.
We're going to give you a shout out next week.
Oh, God.
So I'll be looking for a wooden bowl. I will look for wooden bowl and I will give you a shout out next week. That's the best I can do. If you own a company, please consider sponsoring our program.
Yeah, I mean, after that, why wouldn't you? You know,
and Jay, get well soon. Adam, thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it.
Australia.
England, Australia, Irrelee. We need to get New Zealand back. We had New Zealand for a little while. New Zealand needs the call back.
What a great show. We're back. We're live. It's Steve Jessup, producer Mike, and all the regulars. And you, if you want to be next week, the link is always in the description. And we love to have you. Yeah.
Getting on my motorcycle and getting the fuck out of here, man.
Get out of here. Next week. What are we doing? I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. It's been a long week of working.
Tired, my fingers bleed.
My fingers are bleeding.
Cold 20. I know what I need.
I need a little Steve Jessup.
Need whiskey and women.
Cheers.
And a little weed. 2 a.m. in the morning. Riding with my gun. 2 a.m. in the morning. Riding with my cubs. Not a one y'all driving. Cops will ruin our buzz. Whiskey and women.
just because. Had run-ins with the po-po. My wrist had been black and blue. Had run-ins with the po-po. My wrist had been black and blue. I got shit to do. These sticky women, sticky icky too. That was the best one yet, man. That was it. That was it. Calling it.